It's already been 4 months since Congress voted to extend the previous farm bill by 1 year, but your lawmakers in Washington still haven't come up with a new farm bill. And that's why one Indiana ag leader is pushing members of Congress to get it done sooner than later.
I think there is still a chance to get the farm bill. I tend to be a bit more on the optimistic side. Life's pretty miserable if you're always negative.
And that's Indiana native Ted McKinney, who serves as CEO of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA for short. He says his concern is that lawmakers are losing valuable floor time in Congress to iron out a new farm bill.
Our view is that we really need to get this done by March and April. We know that the leadership of both the House and Senate Ag Committee want to do that, but it's floor time that's becoming the pinch point now.
McKinney says that NASDA is pushing lawmakers to increase federal funding for ag research at land-grant universities like Purdue.
It's important. People say that. But gosh, the last two farm bills, it's been 6th out of 5 in priorities, 11th out of 10. And man, are we falling behind on the international stage in terms of our support for ag research. We can't always leave that to the corporations.
He also wants to make sure that any new regulations in the next farm bill are helpful for Indiana's farmers and ag businesses, not hurtful.
So, of course, we're going to be very involved because we are co-regulators in our states. Most people think that EPA, FDA, USDA are the regulators, and they are. But most people don't know that a lot, I dare say most of the regulations that are instituted by Congress and then shaped by those agencies, it's all handed off to state departments of ag. So we take a great deal of interest in shaping those properly because we say with pride, we're the closest to that farmer, that rancher, that processor. So you bet we're going to be involved in any number of areas.
In addition to a new farm bill, McKinney says another aspect that needs improvement is ag trade.
We're lifting up international trade, and for sure, the current administration's paying some attention to that, but the complete walk away from what I've always known as a free trade agreement and the focus on market access, which is largely bringing tariffs down, has just been vacated. There's no attention at all being paid to that. We're lifting up trade policy.
You can hear more from NASDA CEO and Tipton County native Ted McKinney at HoosierAgToday.com and the new Hoosier Ag Today mobile app. I'm CJ Miller.